Progress check 8. Exercise 2. Page 115.
Hi, I didn't expect to see you today. I thought your family were going on a caravan holiday to the Lake District this weekend. Did you stay behind on your own?
No, my parents would never let me do that. Actually, our car broke down soon after we left our driveway, so I'm stuck here for the weekend.
Oh, that's a pity. I was supposed to go to my cousin's birthday party this evening, but it was called off because he's got a cold. I'm glad in a way, because he lives very far away. But it means I've got nothing to do this evening.
Well, do you fancy doing something together then? For example, there's an open-air concert in Butte Park at 8 p.m. if you like. As far as I know, entrance is free. My only worry is that it might rain.
I'm not sure about that, Penelope. I read about that concert online, and I prefer to give it a miss. Most of the bands play pop music, which isn't really my cup of tea, to be honest. What about going to the cinema, though? There's a new monster film out called Kong Skull Island.
Okay, that sounds good. Do you know where it's playing?
Yes, it's at the Odeon in Kent Road. They're showing it there at 8 p.m. and today's the last screening. The critics say it's great, so I think we should definitely see it in the cinema rather than wait for it to come out on DVD. Plus, it's in 3D, which is always cool.
Okay, count me in. Would you like to meet at the cinema, or do you want to ride in together on the train?
I'll be going to the centre later this afternoon to do some clothes shopping with my sister, so it's not worthwhile going home first. Is 7:45 outside the cinema okay with you?
What about 7:30? That way we'll have plenty of time to buy the tickets and get some snacks.
Okay, and one more thing. If you don't take your own 3D glasses, the cinema charges £5 per pair. A basic student ticket is £8, which is quite expensive to begin with. So, if you've got a pair at home, don't forget to bring them.
Good idea. I think I've still got the pair I bought when I saw Avatar a few years ago. Okay, see you later, Brian.
Bye, Penelope.